Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. Live today at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Titans select Cameron Ward, the quarterback out of Miami, with the number one overall pick in the first round last night. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, was on our draft show, draft night in Nashville, and did a fantastic job with Jared, D-Mace, and Trevor Maddich. Chris, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm a little sleepy, man. That was a long night. But, man, just some exciting things that, you know, went with the Tennessee Titans, but also some crazy things that happened in the draft. So I'm glad to be a part of it, brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's just start with the young quarterback. I heard you guys debating the trade that that the Giants reportedly offered, and I think you were on the side of you would have taken it, but – they didn't. They like this kid. They have said that they had made their mind up weeks ago that he was going to be the guy. So now you got to build around him. What are your thoughts on Cam Ward?
You know what's so funny is, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but I think I kind of changed my mind a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why. Because yesterday, you know, when they was telling us what the Giants wanted, what they were going to give him first round, all this, so I'm like, man, take it, take it, take it. But as of listening to this guy speak, listen to his interview, this guy has a clear-cut vision of what he wants to do. This is what he said. He wasn't flashy about it. He wasn't being cocky. He said this. He said, I'm ready to get to work. I mean, I know everybody says that, but when you have a young guy that wants to get to work, that wants to prove himself, that wants to be the face of this franchise, that made me fall in love with him yesterday or this morning by listening to his interview. So, yes, yesterday – I would have said, give it up and take the number ones from the Giants. But at the end of the day, the Tennessee Titans love something that they saw, and they saw greatness.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. I mean, I was telling Joe that, you know, I got no evidence to say he's going to ball out and be, you know, one of the greatest of all time. I love how he carries himself. You can tell that this is a kid that appreciates it, you know, that has earned it. You know, he went from being not recruited out of high school to being the number one pick in the NFL draft. I mean, he's humble. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, like, you look at and you know, I don't mean this in a bad way. Like, if you're getting drafted, I get it. You want to show out. Like, you want to be dressed to the nines and all that stuff. He looked nice last night, but he wasn't, like, covered in, you know, gold chains or, like, I don't know how much a suit costs. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he comes across very just, like, kind of a real – laid back guy, thanking God and his mama and all that stuff. Yep. And I was with you. I was kind of like, all right, I like this kid.
But you know what the funny part about it is, I was with my wife yesterday and we were just driving, whatever. And she said that I like this kid. And she knows zero about football. And the reason why she said she likes this kid is because he came out, just like you said, with no jury, no running around, no dancing, no crazy stuff. He just said, I'm ready to get to work. Every question they asked him, it was so precise. So, you know, when you have a kid that's precise with his answers and thinking about what he's going to say, you can tell that he processes everything that he does. So when you have a guy like that that's coming into your franchise, that the pressure's on, everybody's looking at you, the way he's handling all the stuff that's going on. I'm not talking about, you know, football yet. I'm just talking about, you know, just handling all the things that's coming to him. So I'm excited about the pick. At first I was like, oh, we can get a couple of number ones. But this is what the Tennessee Titans want to build. They want to build around your quarterback and have him lead to the promised land.
Talk with Chris Sanders on the Chasing Big Joe show. Dr. Craig,
man.
Here's your song.
Right, we don't want those scrubs, right?
Just letting it go. There you go. We don't know.
That's what the Titans said to all them other quarterbacks.
Yeah, we good now. We don't want that.
We good. We good. Yes, sir.
All right, so they got 35 tonight. And so Chase and I are talking about building around Cam and having a camaraderie by drafting a receiver. Your relationship with Steve McNair was unique because you guys came in the same draft class. Would you have had that same kind of bond had you come in a year before or a year later?
No, it's good that we came in at the same time because I had a chance to watch Steve McNair grow, not just as a man, but just as a player. I watched him come in and, you know, struggle a little bit in practice, but then I watched him get better and better. And, you know, and I think it was in 1996, you know, I caught his first touchdown. So when you have a guy like that, we got drafted again, we did some things again, he throws me his first touchdown. Just watching him grow as a player and then later on down the road win the MVP. But the one thing I love about Steve McNair is he had a quiet confidence about himself. I mean, he was calm, cool, and collective. He wasn't a rah-rah guy. He was a guy that said, okay, you know what? I'm going to lead by example. And I'm not comparing Cam Ward to Steve McNair, but there's some similarities of just the cool confidence, understanding that I can go get the job done.
Yeah, not only that, but I mean, that's why we're saying if you get somebody who can bring in at 35, a good receiver out there who could grow with Cam, and they're on the same page, and that guy becomes like his safety valve where relationship like you and Steve had. I just think let's build around this guy now. Now that you're all in on him, let's build with him.
But you know what's so funny is there's a couple of guys that I like, and it's Luther Burden. Everybody loves him, Jagan Higgins, you know, and I like Jack Beck from TCU, but – you said something so profound. What if he go gets Kyler Williams from Washington State? He played with him. He's familiar with him. Yeah. He understands him. They played together. They practiced together. They did those things. So I know everybody's loving Luther Burden, which is a phenomenal athlete. But then you bring in somebody that Cam Ward knows. So now instantly the relationship's there. Instantly the communication is there. So with Luther Burden, he doesn't really know him. He has to get to know him as opposed to, you know, actually knowing him right away.
Here's my thing, Chris. When I look at the receivers that are available, there's some good ones. But unless you get Jaden Higgins, maybe Trey Harris or Luther Burden, you're going to have to get a third-round pick because I think Beck, Jalen Royals, Kyle Williams, they're all going to be in that third-round range. So I think that's what they're faced with. If they get to 35 – and Higgins or Burden are there, and they have them, you know, at that point on their board, I think you got to take them. And then you figure the rest out later.
You have to. I mean, look at this receiver room right now. You got Calvin Ridley. They just signed Tyler Lockett. They signed him, and then you got some other guys. You add one of these guys like Luther Burden to the picture. Now you got a receiver room that went from okay to being pretty good. I know Luther Burden has to understand the tricks and trades of being a wide receiver in the NFL. He'll learn that. He'll learn from the coaches. He'll learn from his quarterback. But if you get some studs in there like that, you went from a receiver room to being okay to maybe having explosive guys that can not just take the top off the defense, but that'll put some scaredness in some defensive opponents.
But what if you get there and Burden's gone, but Mike Green or Donovan Ezra-Raku are there? I think you got to take one of them.
Oh, you have to, especially because the Titans need an edge rusher, the guy from Boston College. If you look at what he did last year, that joker from Boston College had 16 sacks last year. 16 sacks. So you're talking about a guy with a motor, with him, with Sweat, and then Simmons. That front could be really, really nasty. So here's the great thing about, you know, what we're talking about at 35, there's so many things, there's so many possibilities that can happen. They can end up with an edge rusher, they can end up with a wide receiver. And also, I know this sounds kind of crazy, they need a corner because they don't know the situation is going on with Snead. So the corner situation is going to be available also. So it's a great spot for the Tennessee Titans. But if they do something crazy and draft somebody that we didn't have them on the board at 35, that's where it's going to be a problem.
Well, if you could talk to Cam Ward, we're talking to Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe show. Yeah. If you could talk to Cam Ward and say, all right, for the next 2 weeks, I need you to do this. What would this be?
It will be just be coachable. I mean, I'm not saying he's not coachable now. Just be coachable. Soak in all the information. Listen to your quarterback coach. Listen to the head coach. You know, listen. Just really listen. I know a lot of times we as athletes, especially this day, we always want to talk and say, oh, I know how to do that. I see the cover, too. I see this. But just sit and take notes and listen. I remember listening to an interview with Ray Lewis and Reed. They said that every time they came to the meeting, they would have their notebooks taking notes so they could understand what to do. So the same thing with Cam Ward, just listen and take a whole bunch of notes. And then another thing I would ask them, don't be afraid to ask questions. Because a lot of times we as athletes, elite athletes, are afraid to ask questions because they think it's dumb or acting like they know it and everything. So if Cam Ward can come in and listen, be coachable, and apply what he's learning in the classroom and do it on the field, guess what? We got something special.
If you could talk to him, just decide, say, look, here's what to expect. You know, you talk about how you got drafted and your world, your head was spinning left and right. What's the one thing you tell him? What's the one thing you tell him away from the field?
The one thing I would tell him is you got to surround yourself with people that love you for you. Because listen, I can do this and I can do that. I got your back. But the ones that say they got your back is the one that's stabbing you in the back. So just surround yourself with people that love you for you, don't want anything away from you. Surround people that want to see you succeed, not just as a football player, but succeed as a man. That's exactly what I tell them, because everybody's going to say, Cam, give me this. Cam, give me that. I got your back. I love you. I'll never let nobody, you know, take advantage of you, but you're the one taking advantage of it. So surround yourself with people that love Cam. For Cam,
would you have him move here immediately? Like, all right, say goodbye to Miami, right. Get here, let's get going.
Like today, right? Right when he got drafted, there's a house waiting for him right there.
I think he's on the way here, or he's here already.
We have a house. We have anything, because now you can just worry about football. Have, you know, some people that you trust take care of all that stuff. Now you come in, now strictly football. Now you got, it's going to be a media circus of, you know, doing interviews and all these things. But just don't get overwhelmed with that. Take your time out, get your home, let people take care of that, and just rest in the hard work that you worked hard to get.
Well, we'll see what they do tonight, Chris. Yeah. Thanks for your coverage last night. We appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
Appreciate y'all so much. Sounds good, brother. Bye-bye.
He is Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. And, again, we'll have night two of draft night in Nashville. It'll be yours truly and Joe Rex Road at Boombaz in East Nashville starting at 6 o'clock. So come by and see us and hang out with us as we go through rounds two and three, night number two, our draft. And you can watch us on our social channels, on Twitter, YouTube, on thegamenashville.com. We have Sounds coverage and Vanderbilt coverage, so you can listen on Sports Talk 830, and then we'll join on either 94.9 or 102.5 once one of those two events are done. But it's all presented by Hardee's, Parma Tractor and Equipment, Twin Peaks, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Shane Co., and Professional Home Improvements. More of the draft reaction next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Trade offers that you got for number one.
You know, I did want to listen, because I think you have to do your due diligence and listen. And I did that. But, you know, I think we came to a decision that, you know, we weren't going to move off that pick, and we wanted Cam.
What made you so convinced? I mean, that's the reports of the conversation was pretty high. What made you so convinced that you should pass that up and have him be the guy that you...
Well, I just think if you identify a franchise quarterback, there's really not a price that you can pay for that, in my mind. Like I always said, that's the most important position in all of sports. And, you know, if you come to a consensus, and we did, that he has the potential to be that. Like I said, he's a young quarterback, and he still has a lot of things to work on. But I think the intangibles with him, his work ethic, his want to become better, you know, we felt comfortable with that.
Did those trade offers come?
That was Mike Borgonzi, Titans general manager, last night. Talking about his new quarterback, Cam Ward. Welcome back in, Chase and Big Joe, live at the Omni National Hotel at Kitchen Notes today. You know, I listened to those clips, and I listened last night, and I hope he's right. I want him to be right, but he has convinced – and look, he knows what a game-changing franchise quarterback looks like. He was with the Chiefs for a long time. I mean, he was a part of that process when Mahomes was drafted. And he's said it. He goes, I'm not saying he's Patrick, but like he's saying he sees the right traits and the work ethic and those things. I hope he's right. I really hope he's right. Well, I want this to work out for them. I want this to work out for Cam Ward. But I mean, we've seen it go the wrong way too many times that I think it's hard for people to be positive and to have that hope. But I hope he's right.
Stop being a doubting Thomas, man.
My name's Chase.
Look, now we get the benefit of the doubt, right? He knows more than we do, which he should. So the benefit of the doubt. Now, I know it's a theme. You probably get tired of hearing that. Build around him. You have a foundation. A foundation doesn't go anywhere if you don't build around that foundation. So go out and at 35, don't take a safety at 35.
They're not.
Don't take a rush end at 30. Take somebody that can complement your guy, tight end, receiver. I'd like to see a nice tight end out there to go and move down the field with.
Well, Arroyo's there.
You know, I keep hearing people talk to me, like, hey, you're in sports talk about the draft. The one person that brings up from last year I hear about all the time the Titans should have taken, all the time.
Who?
Brock Bowers.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
The time. So now go find a similar Brock Bowers out there. Who's the guy you just said?
Elijah Arroyo, his tight end from Miami. He's there.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not – he's – you know, if you look at some rankings, they have him right around 35, 36.
Right. Be that workhorse. Come in here. You know what you got to do, but be that guy for him to go
if they move back, this is the scenario there. Move back to like 39 or 40. Get more picks. If one of the receivers is still there, then okay. If not, and one of the edge rushers in there, then I'm cool you taking him.
Okay. If somebody will dance with you, I don't think anybody will because now the Titans are on the other end and now teams like, know a little desperate.
But right now, you got Cleveland at 33. I think they're taking Shador, but I could be wrong.
Why are you so convinced they're taking him?
Because they need a quarterback. And now they're out of the first round. I don't know. I just feel like they could. They also have pick 36.
Wow.
Wide receivers, Higgins, Trey Harris, Luther Burden are all still there. Edge rusher, Mike Green, who's kind of fallen out of Marshall. Donovan Ezeraku, he's still there.
Yeah, let's do the Mike Green thing once. He's the Mike Mamula. I don't know if you know who that is, but go back and look up Mike Mamula. You'll see. I mean, the guy was okay at Marshall, right? I mean, and then he goes to the combine and explodes. So I got all this tape on this guy. If you're not dominating at Marshall as a rush end and you think you go in the first second, then I'm passing on you. I'm moving on.
Right.
You know, and the same thing, you go back, you know, and that same kind of.
I would take Ezeraku. If I'm taking an edge rusher at 35, I would take Ezeraku.
Where's he from?
Boston College. He's the one that Chris was talking about that had 16 sacks last year.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I mean, I would prefer a receiver, but if one of those guys, you know, are gone. See, that here's the other thing. I kind of feel like you could roll the dice, move back, and Higgins is probably still there.
Mrs. Higgins, do it. I mean, now the Titans are desperate. Now they're trying to move out of this so they can get. I'm not trading with you.
I don't think they're desperate. I think they are content.
No, other teams look at you like, all right, they want to move out. What do you got?
Right, well, no, but I think they're content picking or they're content trading. Like, they're good either way.
I don't think they do anything. I think they pick at 35. They're not going to go and bite on the Giants offering them everything under the moon in New York City. By the way, real quick, the marathon's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then so there's a lot of marathon people walking around and a lot of really in-shape people down here today.
Yeah, so you feel –
No, I'm just looking out our window to the world.
I thought they were making you feel bad as you have a full plate of eggs.
No, I feel great. I feel great. It's just that the eye candy downtown Nashville is perfect right now. Anywho.
Big Joe on the go. Leave me out of it.
No, I'm just telling you, they've trained hard. They've worked hard for the marathon. I mean, it's just good for them. Be a fun day tomorrow for that. Look, if the Titans aren't trading when New York offers them everything, then I don't think at 35 they're going to do anything. I'd be shocked to do. Go out and get that receiver. Now you've got a quarterback. You've got a receiver. You build some things right there. Look, this sounds stupid. This sounds stupid. You're going to laugh at me. But then you have to outscore the teams, right, to win games.
Right.
Add more weapons on offense. Yeah. And that's why I get Jared Yelp in the last 2 years with Skoronski. And I get all that. And now give me something to go with that. Give me that receiver. You got the quarterback now.
You have the Golden Goose.
especially because you have you've added a free agent receiver in Tyler Lockett, which I think is a good move and going to help you. You still need to draft one. I would still address that in this draft. To me, it's a no-brainer. If you get to 35 and you haven't traded out and Luther Burden is sitting there at 35 – like you cannot get the card turned in fast enough.
You were running.
You run up there. You run up to Roger himself and hand him the draft card.
Okay. I mean, I'm with that. Just give me something to help him out. Go down the road with. You need buddies, man. Yep.
I feel like it would be a no brainer. Now, then the question would be, can they work something out where they could get back into tonight? Which I think they could. They got 2 4th round picks. You can always use some stuff from last year and then try and move into the third round.
I'd give somebody my 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th to move into the third. That way you keep it 4th. So you end of the day, you got 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. We talk, man. Those fifth and sixth rounders ain't hitting.
Yeah, they I would give up that much, but that's fine.
So I'm not dealing with you anymore.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Lose my number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gladly.
So you would not give up if to move in the third round a nice spot if I said, give me your fourth. You got a fourth rounder.
No, because you sit here and you say that those sixth and seventh rounders never amount to anything. Let me call Cortland Finnegan and Blaine Bishop and tell them that.
That they hit. It's less than 10%.
I understand that, but they do hit.
The fourth rounder is going to hit better than the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounder, or the third rounder is. I don't want a seventh rounder.
Wasn't David Stewart a fifth rounder?
Fourth or fifth, yeah. But those are few and far between. I'm telling you, man.
I know, but you still.
I told you this.
I'm not giving. I mean, did you see what Atlanta did last night?
I didn't. I got James Pierce, right?
They got James Pierce, and I liked the pick, but what they gave up to get him was stupid.
Stone Mountain, what else? Coca-Cola Museum?
Yeah. And somehow they gave up Rock City, which that's not even.
It's down the road, man.
No, but they gave up next year's first.
Ouch.
And this year's second to move up or something like that, to move up into the first round. But I'm like, you're giving up a first round pick to go get him?
Who did they do that with?
I think it was Tampa.
The Rams.
Oh, it's the Rams.
I'll say in their own division. Thank you. Pass.
Yeah.
It's the Rams.
And I like the pick. I like James Pierce. Nothing against him, but just I think they gave up way too much to move into that spot.
Yeah, I mean that's quite a bit. But again, I mean that's you got your guy. That's why I think tonight, if you get your hey everybody out there, if you get your guys, goodness. Pull the blind down, will you, somebody? Let me turn my chair around and face the corner. That is so damn loud in my ear.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe's going to
shoot that thing.
Joe's going to need a defibrillator here soon. Thank you.
What's the one right above that, the turquoise? It's the Fantasyland, which I'm in most of the time. I'm telling you, man.
We just need this in the studio.
No, we don't. Trust me, we don't need that.
Oh, here it does some other things too. No. I forgot that it does this.
What else? Give me one more.
We can do this. Hey,
you sound like Dr. Crane.
Hey, I don't sound like an alien.
Well, that's kind of a fun one.
Oh,
we have you surrounded. Come out now.
So yeah,
what's that cost?
$200. Yeah,
man,
it's cool. I mean, this is my home studio that I just brought out today.
Oh my gosh, are you bringing that to Boom Boss tonight?
No, we'll have the other thing set up.
Okay.
Coming up next, we'll get to your calls and your texts. Wow. Continue to talk draft. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Plan to start him right away?
We'll see. We don't need to worry about that till September. You know, I think he's got a lot of work to do, and we're going to do the requisite work. But I don't think we need to get into naming starters and talking about all that. He's got his work ahead of him, and we'll name starters in September.
There you go. That was Brian Callahan last night when I asked that question. I mean, look, you got to ask the question. You got to answer the question.
Yeah.
And he gave the right answer. I mean, don't anoint him on day one. Day zero. It's not even day one.
What'd your friend Dennis Green say that one time? If you want to crown.
If you want to crown him, crown him. They are who we thought they were.
Still the best.
We let him off the hook. Damn it.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with you, you son of a...
I'm gonna have too much fun. This is the rest of the show.
What we're going to do the entire show, man.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wes in Hermitage has a comment on the draft. Hello, Wes. How you doing?
Oh, happy Friday, guys. I was big surprised last night when the Titans went out there and drafted Ward. I had no idea, so that caught me a little off guard. My second round pick here, I don't necessarily know, and I want y'all's opinion on this, is the backlash about Luther Burden, is it really carrying that much weight? Because that's who I want, but I know that we also need a tight end. So, like, what is it that's got Luther Burden falling so low, and is it too much of a risk for the Titans to take him given everything that's going on with L'Jarius Need? I say need because he has no needs, but yeah.
Look, I don't know what the thing is, and, you know, evidently it's something that's kept him falling that way, but look, there's a lot of tackles went in the draft last night, a lot of guys in positions you normally don't see, and so I think the receiver, I think maybe like, all right, all this going to go now, we'll get him later on. I don't know. That's a great question, and I don't know, but if he's there at 35, take him. If he falls into your lap, take him, but I don't know what concerns out there they might have with his. I don't know. I have no idea.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, look, is there a true concern on character, or is he a diva wide receiver? And like I say, I don't say that in a mean way. I mean, like Derek and Chris will tell you. I mean, like their receivers are, you know, they're confident and cocky at times, and you know, there's times you got to deal with that stuff. I mean, it's other positions too. If that's what it is, then you can figure that out. If he's talented enough, I mean, A.J. Brown, prime example, you know, got on Twitter too much, but he didn't cause a lot of problems in the locker room, from what I've been told.
Too much. No.
You know, so, I mean, if Burden is that, if Burden can be a game-changing guy for you to pair with Ridley.
Right.
Then do it.
Do you got a problem with the guy who comes in and says, give me the ball? I mean, I want the ball.
No.
Me neither. I don't know why people get so upset about that.
No. Derek has told so many stories of, well, actually one of my favorite was Rick Neuheisel was on with us. Neuheisel was his receiver, either OC or receivers coach or something in Baltimore. And there was a great story that he told about Derek getting pissed off that he wasn't getting the ball enough.
Damn it, Derek.
And yelling at Neuheisel to get him the damn ball. And it's like that. Okay, I want that. Like, you want a receiver that's like, no, I'm good. Give it to the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, if I don't get any catches and the team wins, I'm off about that. Look, I get that saying, but if you're a receiver and you got a position to make an impact in a game like that, I want the football. I don't know why people have a hard time with that. I want the football. Were you surprised Jackson Dart did get drafted before Shadur?
That he did get drafted before Shadur? No.
You weren't?
Not at all. I just felt like it was going that way.
Man.
And I think the Giants, good for the Giants. They got – and I love how everybody's like, well, it worked out well for them with a quarterback from Ole Miss before.
I like that voice.
Well, yeah, you know, they got a quarterback from Ole Miss, and he's going to be the next Eli Manning. That's what people are talking about, so –
Oh my gosh! It's weird because it's like I heard my headphones, and so it's messing with me. I feel like this is like a ransom call. It sounds just like a ransom call. I never want to see Dr. Gray again. Bring some meatballs, and you'll get it. So I had to laugh at this. So Shadur Sanders had a tweet yesterday that says, "I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever today brings."
Yep.
And somebody quote to you,
what about tomorrow? I know. Here's the thing. This is, are you okay? please be okay.
My gosh. I'm so sorry about that.
This is what Deion's done to us, though. I don't think it's like everybody's mad at Shadur. It's more Deion that it's like, people are rooting for him to fail now, and I hate that. Like, it, you know, I hate that for a person.
Now, what was Mel Kiper doing? Was he
– he was basically all – he was just slobbering over Shadur.
And the fact he didn't get drafted was just killing him?
Yeah, so Kiper's just getting beat up for it.
Okay, well. But you're passionate about it. Good for him. Oh, man.
Woo. We need to trade for one of the top four picks in the second. Great talent there, first-round talent. Well, I mean, you're there at 35.
Oh, you caught yourself. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to deal we.
Yeah. You're there at 35. That's what we're talking about. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have draft coverage tonight. Draft night in Nashville at Boom Boss in East Nashville. Joe Rex Road and yours truly will be there. We'll have some people stop by. What are you doing tonight? You want to come by?
I'd love to, but I got to play.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got that going for sure. So we look forward to that. Coming up next, it is time. What day is it? And celebrity birthdays. But join Robbie Stanley and 102.5 The Game from 10 to 2 tomorrow at Coleman Tractor in White House. Kubota Orange Day is going on. Exclusive deals on compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, and more with special financing available. The sale runs from 9 to 2 with demos, deals, giveaways, and lunch from 11 to 1. Coleman Tractor, White House, 3631 Highway 31 West. That is tomorrow. What day is it? Celebrity birthdays next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Friday at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Hope it's a great weekend. If you're in town running the marathon, or if you're a local running the marathon, good luck to you. I got a few friends running it. Shout out to Katie Myers, who was on with us yesterday. She's going to run it. So I know you've done it a few times.
Few times, buddy. 15 times to be exact.
But not this year.
No. Half marathon.
Yeah, half.
Yeah.
You say I have to do it when I'm 40, so you're gonna do it with me then?
I'm telling you, when you cross that finish line in the marathon or half marathon, however it is, you change, and for the better. And if something happens inside of you, you accomplish this goal. You know, the older we get, the less goals we have out there to accomplish. So this is a big one. And once you do it, man, I'm telling you, you'll feel amazing.
With that, speaking of amazing, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. And it is brought to you by our friends at Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, electrical services, electrical installations, electrical inspections, upgrades, and replacements. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com. Dr. Green?
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have Child Care Professionals Day. Shout out to those. DNA Day is today. So, you know, all the molecules and whatever that is. East meets West Day. You could do the East-West Shrine Bowl. Let's see. Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Shout out to my mom. Let's see. Holocaust Remembrance Day. International Financial Independence Awareness Day. Let's see. National Arbor Day. National Crayola Day. Big old Crayola market. Did you guys ever have the Crayola, you know, screw or whatever you call it? The pencil screw or whatever it is? I forget.
Excuse
what
that's me?
Called. You know, that no. sharpens it, the no. pencil sharpener.
What kind of house you grow up in?
Oh, the pencil. It's called a pencil sharpener.
Sorry, I'd always use a straight edge and just, you know,
did you have a screw.
You know,
good Lord,
I just get a screw and just like use it as a
easy buddy. Words, this is a family show.
Words are hard, Dr. Green.
Yeah, they are.
And you do the show with the damn boss.
Well, come on. It was the actual working screw, drywall screw. Never mind. Okay. National Manny Petty Day. That's something Joe does on a weekly basis.
Does he play for the Braves?
No, it's something with your nails.
He's a race car driver.
National Zucchini Petty. Bread Day. That sounds delicious. National Steak Day. Hey, how about that? Some good old red meat.
How about that?
Hey, how about that steak? Can't you tell you something?
Parental Alienation Awareness Day. Red Hat Society Day. World Malaria Day. And to wrap it up, gentlemen, shout out to our wonderful mascot of the show, Kong, World Penguin Day.
Shout out to our penguin. What Kong is doing today. I'll have to check in later on.
Dr. Crane, how were you on that one?
Oh, it was great. It was loud. Broke my eardrum.
Good. I just want a camera on you when you get... Like, Dr. Crane is very jumpy.
Yes.
So, you know, you kind of catch him off guard. He about flies out of his chair.
Should have saw me last Saturday at the crawfish boil. Oh, boy.
I'm sure.
I bet.
Sure was good.
Dr. Crane, for a dollar, is Gene Shalit alive or dead?
He's alive.
Adding a dollar. Good job. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You know the game. You get these birthdays within 2 years. Our first birthday, the talented, the amazing Al Pacino. How old is Al Pacino today?
81.
84.
85.
Oh, wow. Good job, Dr. Crane.
You better have got that, Dr. Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing where you come from. Our second birthday, Hank Azaria. Today's Hank Azaria's birthday.
It's 74.
70.
61 years old. It's like Foster Brooks right there. My dear friend, Renee Zellweger. Today's her birthday, from Jerry Maguire and Bridget Jones's Diary.
57.
58.
56. Tied at one. All right. Today, Adrienne Talashire, who, by the way, played Al Pacino's sister in The Godfather. How old is Adrienne today? Adrienne Balboa.
67.
All three Godfather movies, by the way. I'm going to go 71.
She's 80 years old.
Is she? Wow.
She's 80 years old today. From My Name is Earl, Jason Lee has been in a bunch of things.
57. 53.
55. That's a push. The lead guitar player for the band Erasure, Andy Bell. Good old Andy Bell.
56.
60.
61. Dr. Crane's up 2-1. All right, time for a little sports birthdays. D'Angelo Williams, former Memphis running back, played in the NFL for a while. D'Angelo Williams. He played at Memphis.
Every time, throw me off on that.
Yeah, man, I went and saw Liberty Bowl a few times. I got spotted and recognized over there, so I had to go back home. I got out of there.
I'm going to say he's 41.
40.
42. Chase with that weird-ass voice. He ties it 2-2. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. How old is Adam Silver?
59.
57.
63. Dallas Cowboys safety cornerback Darren Woodson, who tried to shut down our boy Derek Mason a few times.
Yeah.
Tried is the operative word.
54.
58.
56. That's a push. We're tied at 2. Joe Buck. Joe Buck. How old is Joe Buck? Buck stops here.
62.
64.
Dude's 56. All right, Tim Duncan. Have you seen Tim Duncan lately with the dreads?
No.
Is he a coach now? He looks pretty cool. He was at one of the Spurs games in the stands. Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, 48.
It is kickboxing. I'm going to go 49.
49, exactly. Dr. Crane's up 4-2. Former MTSU running back DeJuan Hicks. Should have beat Alabama. Did he not fumble with MTSU fan? He fumbled against Alabama.
Yeah, I think so.
Like 02 or 03. God, they had him beat too.
46.
58.
44. 4-3. Final birthday. Friend of the show. Super Bowl champion. Sportscaster. Played guard for the 49ers. Randy Cross. How old is Randy Cross?
65.
63.
Dr. Crane at the buzzer. You missed it. Well, you did win. 4-3. Sorry, thanks. Right there, Chase.
What about Mighty Mike? Is he not on the list?
Mighty Mike who?
Michael Van Gerwen.
Some dart weirdo you're friend with. Explain this guy's name.
Michael Van Gerwen. He's from, believe he's Belgian / Netherlands hybrid, whatever that is. But yeah, he's like European. World number 3.
In?
Professional darts. He's in Premier League darts along with the PDC. Does the Professional Darts World Championship. I think they're going to be in New York, if I'm not mistaken, in July.
Oh, we got to get you up there then.
This will be fun. Luke the Nuke Littler, the youngster.
Okay, enough. You win 4-3 today. Proud of you, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate
Congratulations. Dr. Crane. That'll do it for us. More draft reaction is coming up next on DVD.
Hey, you know, we do this message every day because we love you guys and want you to know, like, we all go through some things and you feel sometimes like the world is crushing around you. But listen, you got to reach out. You got to talk to somebody and know that we're here for you on your cell phone. You could call or text 988. I'm telling you, I've called it. They're there. They're compassionate. They help you. They'll talk to you. So please reach out. Just know that we love you. And if something happened to you, you would be tremendously missed. And know that we tremendously love you. And we are here for you. So if you need to talk anytime, we will stop what we were doing and talk to you if you need help. Because remember, we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.